Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shalvi Friedman, and today we will be studying Sefer Yeshayahu Perek Lamed Dalad, the 34th Perek. This is an incredibly special Perek. I mean, all Prakim are special, but this one's extra special. It deals with the end of days, and specifically the destruction of Edom, our enemies at the end of days. And when we read a Perek about future redemption, and about the destruction of our enemies, especially at a time when we're fighting against such a ferocious enemy and feeling the frustration and the tragedy of their seemingly unending ferociousness, it gives us a certain comfort to read these prakim. But also we have to remember that you can imagine Yeshayahu thousands of years ago sitting and penning and writing about one day when Edom will be destroyed, where our enemies will totally be destroyed. And then you can imagine Targum Yonasan sitting and commenting on such a text, and then Rashi, and then the Malbim. And now we are in the year 2026, after thousands of years of reading and rereading this Perek of Hope, we're going to be reading it to ourselves and apply it to our lives and to what we're going through today. The Perek opens with the call to the other nations. And it says, Kirvu goyim lishma ulmim hekshivu. Come close, O nations, to hear. And the other nations, pay heed, pay attention. And the Radak points out it's not actually only about Edom, but it's also about Yishmael. And any enemy who is fighting against us at the end of times. Tishma ha'aretz umlo'ah tevel v'chotze etza'eha. Listen up, land and everything that fills it, and the world and all of its offspring. Ki ketzef laHashem al kol hagoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry in all the other nations. Vechem'a al kol tzva'am. And he has fury on all their legions. Hecherimam nit'am letavach. He has destroyed them and he's delivered them to the slaughter. And what we're going to see in this perek, and I encourage you to look for it, is the Sheshes Yemei Bereishis, the 6 days of creation, kind of spoken about in reverse. Let's take a look at what I mean. Pasuk Dalet tells us, Namakul kol tzava hashamayim. The first thing that Hashem's going to do to destroy our enemies is that he is going to dissolve all the hosts in heaven, meaning maybe the stars, and that could be a symbolism of darkness, darkness being punishment, spiritual punishment. That's how the Radak understands it, that everything will go dark. Or the way that Rashi understands it and others is that what Hashem is saying is he's going to destroy the stars, meaning he's going to destroy the mazalos. The Ramchal explains in Derech Hashem and other places how the whole world exists in such a way that each nation has a mazal. Each nation has a spiritual source, if you will, or a spiritual power bank up in Shamayim, known as its mazal. And Hashem here is saying that before he destroys the other nations, first he is going to destroy the mazal of the nations. V'nagolu k'sefer hashamayim, and the heavens will close up like a book. V'chol tzva'am yibol k'novel aleha k'gefen k'noveles mita'ina, and all the other nations will be withered. In other words, if you remove the source, the life force of all the other nations, which is up in heavens, then what's happening down on earth, the nations themselves will wither up and they will cease to exist, as if you've got a leaf on a vine or a fig tree, which when its roots are not getting any water, it shrivels and it dies. And like I said, the Bereishis theme here is really the first thing we know. Bereishis bara Elokim es haShamayim ve'es haAretz is a shutting up of Shamayim. Heaven is closing down. The sun, the moon, and the stars are closing down. And that's going to be the first piece of the destruction of our enemies. And then Pasuk Hei says, Ki rifta bashamayim charbi, my sword will be satiated up in heaven. Hine al Edom tered v'al am chermi lemishpat. It will come down on Edom and on the nation that I have decreed to destroy. Once again, something's happening in Shamayim before it's coming down to earth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shutting down Edom up in heavens in order to make it apparent down on earth that they are destroyed. And once again, we have to understand that the nations have a very real existence, not just before our eyes, but they have a very real existence in the spiritual realms. And therefore, the destruction of the spiritual realm is critical in order to allow Midas Hadin to play out down here on earth. Pasuk Vav and Pasuk Zayin describe in a very, very descriptive way the carnage and the destruction and the blood of all the other nations as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to destroy them, and they're going to be slaughtered and there'll be blood everywhere. And when you read Psukim like that, it's important to pause and to notice that there are times in history, maybe before the 7th of October, maybe in your lifetimes, maybe not, there are times when we read these Psukim and it feels very not politically correct. It feels like it's against our sensitivities to talk about Am Yisrael as a people yearning for and hoping for a time in which our enemies will be totally destroyed. And at the same time, there are times we read these Psukim in Jewish history and it feels a lot like a tefillah. It feels a lot like a hope. You can imagine Jews in the Holocaust, maybe some of us felt this way after the 7th, after different events. We turn around and the description of how our enemies will be obliterated and destroyed and our Kadosh Baruch Hu's sword will be satiated with blood. Well, that becomes a prayer. And that's really what Pasuk Ches tells us. Pasuk Ches tells us that one day there will be a day, Ki Yom Nakam La Hashem, there'll be a day of revenge, of avenging Jewish blood for Hashem. Shnat Shilumim La Riv Tzion, it will be a day of payback for those grievances of Tzion. There are over 2,000 years of Tisha B'Av tears that are being played out here, that are being answered here, and that's a lot. We know after Hashem creates heaven and earth, He then creates water. And so the next image we're going to have in the destruction of our enemies, matching up to these 6 days of creation, is going to talk about water. That's Pasuk Tes. Pasuk Tes says, V'nhefchu nachaleha lezefet, all their rivers will turn to pitch, va'afara legafris, and the earth will become tar. And again, after the upper and lower waters were created, land was created. Vayasa arza lezefes bo'ara, and the land will become like burning tar. Maybe that's meant to be understood quite literally, that the heaven and water and land are going to be destroyed once heaven is. Or maybe it's meant to be taken not literally. There's going to be no one to drink and there's going to be nothing to drink. Everyone is going to die. If day one is heaven and earth, and we spoke about that, day two is water, we mentioned that. Day three is land, we mentioned that. Day four is going to be the luminaries. And even though the luminaries were spoken about before in the context of destroying the mazalos, the star signs or the zodiacs of the other nations, here we're going to specifically talk about day and night, this distinction which was created on day four. Pasuk Yud tells us, Laila v'yomam lo tivke le'olam, ya'ale ashana midor ledor techerav lanetzach etzachim eno verba. Day and night, there is going to be this fire that's going to be burning. It won't be extinguished. Its smoke will go up forever and ever. Dor ledor, from generation to generation, the land will be desolate. No one will cross it. No one will go into this, the land of Edom. And the dor ledor, Rashi tells us, should remind us of a different midor ledor. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to never ever forget Amalek and what Amalek did to Am Yisrael. He says to Moshe that there should be a milcham al Amalek, there should be a war against Amalek, midor dor, for every generation. And Rashi points out that dor dor, generation to generation, is from Moshe to Shaul, and from Shaul to the kings, and from us to the generation of Moshiach. This is a long-lasting battle. It's not just that one day Hashem will come up and destroy our enemies, but this is something which has been in the works since the beginning, since we became an Am, since we left Mitzrayim. And now we get to day five and six. And we know that what was created on day five and six is all of the animals. And so too, here we have a description of many animals that are going to wander on the land of Edom and take over Edom, that there will no longer be human beings there. Everybody is dead. And so what's going to happen is now it's going to be occupied by creatures. The exact names of these creatures, obviously, might not match up. Our biblical understanding of the creatures and how we see them today in the zoo are not going to perfectly correlate. But one thing that's really striking is a lot of these animals are not the animals that have been spoken about until now. We've spoken about lions, we've spoken about birds, we've spoken about mighty animals. Right at the beginning, we spoke about how a fox and a sheep will lie together. The animals here are rather random. I'm going to list some of them for us. Pasuk Yud Aleph tells us, Verashuha ka'at v'kipod v'yanshuf v'orev yishkenuba. The animals are going to be owls and maybe porcupines, although the kipod later on has eggs, and we know that porcupines don't lay eggs, so maybe not. And v'yanshuf, and a great owl and an orev, a raven, will dwell there. V'nata aleh hakav tohu v'avnei vohu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will lay out in the land a line of tohu and stones of bohu. And we know those words, tohu v'avohu. That was also from the story of Bereishis. At the beginning of creation, there was tohu and vohu, which we understand to mean chaos and emptiness or nothingness. Let's read a bit more before we build up on this. Pasuk Yud Beis tells us there will be no human beings. There'll be no officers. There'll be no princes. Instead, there will be all sorts of other animals. Pasuk Yud Gimel says, "Va'alta arbonoseha sirim v'kimot v'choch." The palaces will have weeds and will have thistles on them. Vayasa nave tanim chatzir livnot yana. And the animals there perhaps will be jackals, and maybe yana is an ostrich. Upikshut siyim esiyam. And other animals will encounter v'seir al re'ehu yikra. A seir could mean a goat, or it could mean a reference to a shade, which is like a bad mystical creature. Achsham hirgia Lilith. And then over there, there's going to be this woman called Lilith who's going to relax. Lilith in Kabbalistic literature is like the anti-woman who was created in the 6 days of creation. She's also, again, a negative feminine force in the world, just like a shade maybe is a negative masculine one. Umatz'ala manoach, and she will rest there. We have to ask ourselves what's going on here. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will destroy our enemies. And yes, we can say that this correlates to the 6 days of creation. And now we're up to day 5 and 6. So we're talking about sea creatures and animals. But why the choice of such bizarre and strange animals? The one thing we could say is that these animals, in terms of like the bigger scheme of the animal kingdom, are pretty useless. Ostriches and hedgehogs are not exactly the kings of the jungle. They aren't even domestic animals that we can produce milk and live from. And it gives us a sense of the total pointlessness of these lands. It's not just going to be unoccupied. It's going to be occupied by animals that don't really fulfill a major function. However, there's another deeper way of reading this, which I'd like to suggest. We could understand tohu and vohu as being chaos and emptiness, or we can understand it how the Ramban reads tohu vavohu in Bereishis, that it means everything. Bohu means everything is contained within it. And tohu vavohu is the chaos that comes when there is sheer potential that hasn't yet gotten expressed. Perhaps the new world order, if you will, post the destruction of Edom, is a world which not just will there be destruction, but there's also going to be destruction in order to rebuild something else. The words used are kav tohu, a line, a ruler, or a measuring tape, which is used for building. Va'avne bohu, and stones of bohu. Avanim are stones that are used to build. And the idea here being that once we've managed to eradicate wickedness from the world and destroy our enemies, then we can build something much more powerful. What is a shade? The Kabbalistic sources, the Maharal, explains how a shade has the name of Hashem, Shin Dalad Yud, but it's missing the Yud because it's unexpressed. It's potential that gets stuck in the world of stifling potential and never gets out to full fruition. Hashem says that creature is going to find a place in the future time. That creature of potential that can't be expressed will finally be expressed. Lilith too is the anti-woman, the woman who does not have children, who cannot produce, who cannot procreate, who cannot make a world full of human beings. She too will find manoach, she'll find rest, she'll find expression in this future world. Because this vision of the breakdown of the 6 days of creation when our enemies are destroyed is not simply the breakdown of the 6 days of creation, but it's a rewriting of the 6 days of creation. Things will be different. The world will be expressed in a way that will be profoundly more invigorating and more fulfilling than anything we've experienced up until now, which really fits in so beautifully with the last two psukim of the Perek. Pasuk Tes Zayin tells us, Dirshu ma'al sefer Hashem ukra'o achat mehela lo ne'edra isha ru'yata lo pakadu. Read through this book. And this book could maybe be the Torah, it could maybe be Tanakh, it could maybe be the words of the Nevi'im, or maybe the Radak suggests it's a reference to Parshas Shmini, which deals with all the non-kosher animals, because you'll see all the animals. Or Rashi says maybe it's Parshas Noach, where all the animals were gathered together. Either way, there's an all-encompassingness of see everything. Go look back at everything and you'll see lo ne'edra ish re'uta lo pakado. Nothing is left. Nothing remains unwritten. Nothing remains unexpressed. Nothing is missing. And again, that really draws home this message of saying that even though up until now things have been missing, things have maybe been pointless or unusable, everything will be usable. Ki pihu tziva uruchohu kibtzan, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's word has spoken. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has gathered together all of these animals in order to express them clearly in the world. V'hu hipil lahen goral, v'yado chilkata lahem bakav, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has cast lots for them, and his hand has distributed the land from them in a measuring line, ad olam, forever. V'yirshuha l'dor v'ador, and once again we have this dor, generations will inherit it and will live on it. These animals will possess the land, every animal will possess the land, and live together for every generation. Everything will have their allotted space. Everything will have their allotted opportunity to express themselves. The shadim of the world, the lilis, the kipudim, the ke'ah, the yanshuf, the yana, all of these animals and all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's potential will finally be expressed when we manage to remove wickedness from the world. And this vision, as I said at the beginning, is an incredibly beautiful and powerful vision that's full of hope and full of the reminder that when we destroy, we're not destroying. When we want our enemies to be eradicated, we don't just want loss. We want to infuse the world with new levels of kedusha, of realization and expression of Hashem. Our learning today was sponsored L'Refua Shalema, L'Yonina Sima Bas Daphne Hinda, Jennifer Hayakara Shelanu, U'Lepitzu'e Tzahal, Achenu Hayakarim, B'Toch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael, Nina V'Chaim Shenka.